Welcome to the White Room Podcast. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the hosts and the guests that are on the show. Please follow us on social media, give us some likes, and leave some comments so we know that you're out there. Thanks. Now to the show.
All right, now we're live. Now it's working.
Like the help button.
All right, guys, welcome back. This is the White Room Podcast, and this is 2024. This is our second go because the thing decided to stop recording before. Hopefully, it doesn't do that again.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy. It doesn't want us to talk.
Goddamn Democrats!
Damn it, Democrats! You got my microphone in my program. I updated the OBS and everything, so it's a new program. Well, it's not a new program, but it's updated, and it looks a little different from what we used, but now it's recording and it's working. So, like I said, hi everyone.
Hi again.
We were talking before, you know, our last podcast was like July something, and it was number 9. It was Triggered, and that was our last actual podcast. And then after that, I don't know what happened, but we were still here. It was just we weren't podcasting. And
we were supposed to do it outside.
Yeah, we were supposed to do it outside because we were going to use the homemade tent. And we were going to do that. But, you know, like I said before, one thing you can trust on is the fact that we're the king of inconsistency when it comes to anything. But we're back. And hopefully this year, you know, there's a lot of plans and a lot of stuff that we got going. We got talking to a couple of other podcasters in Bayonne that just started up. And they want to, well, also I want to just say is we also are streaming live onto YouTube at the moment. I don't know if it's streaming live, but it's streaming. And, you know, we're going to be doing podcasts on video and audio so that, you know, we have two other areas to go out. You know, the video is what it is.
This one's better.
But, you know, there's been a lot that, you know, we've been talking about, but, you know, that we kind of missed out on and stuff like that. So tonight we're just going to briefly touch on everything or a little bit of something.
Break the ice.
Break the ice so that we can get ourselves going again and get back into a rhythm of doing things. And, you know, including, you know, also, like I said before, you know, we want to do a couple of the guys want to do like video podcasts, like on a restream basis. Meaning, like, if we're podcasting here, then we could jump on theirs live, actually being here, talk live here, and talk live on there. And it's going to be pretty cool if everything works out, you know. I don't think so, but, you know, eventually, you know, you never know. You never know what goes on. So, how's everybody been? You know, the guys are here, me, Chris, and Keith, we're back.
How you guys doing?
That's pretty good.
You answer for yourself. You're talking to the people, bro. We didn't say.
How are you guys doing?
Man? Yeah. That was everything.
Hi. And then Chris goes, I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling good.
That was a stupid answer.
No, that's okay. But, so, I mean, we could, you know, we could briefly touch on anything right now. Like, you know, especially you start off with football. It's been some crazy ass football lately. Yes, I mean, this was a great. I wish we were podcasting before because these games and these weekends, they've been really good, man. You know, and I'm happy to say that the you know Dallas Cowboys are out again.
One and done again.
One and done.
Well, that's a yearly special for them. You
yeah.
Know?
It's
what's, new. What's crazy is like they extended Dak Prescott. 2 more years.
Bro, no doubt, bro. Look how much money he's getting. And Jerry Jones.
2 more years. And he's like, bro, in love with him.
Bro, Jerry Jones is dense.
He's like, he's the MVP of the team. Are you kidding me? Dak Prescott?
He's got a tunnel vision.
Yes.
That's what he has.
Dude. What's his name? CB Lamb. He just looks for him downfield. He's not open. He's not doing anything.
Yo, but he's very impressive, CD Lamb, yo.
He's very impressive. So people figure out the tape.
Yeah.
They look at the tape, what happens?
They're going to go on CD Lamb.
They're going to cover CD Lamb three times where they have to.
Pollard's pretty good, too. I mean, it's
but
a runner.
The problem is.
That's his last year.
Is it?
The franchise problem, tag. Oh, he's a free agent. Oh.
The problem is, they don't look for him a lot.
Right. But CD Lamb, he that's all he does. He looks for him so that he can get his place. Because what is he running? Almost 400 or 500 yards, bro. That's crazy.
Easily.
But that last game, he wasn't running shit, and they were all fighting with him and shit. Like, yo, what's wrong with you, dude?
Yeah.
And he was having words with Prescott, like, dude, you know, whatever.
You can't keep trying to get me the ball if I'm double covered.
Yeah, exactly. What are you going to do? You're going to get interceptions. You know what I'm saying?
You should have seen me when I was yelling at the TV.
Oh, yeah. Well, I bet, bro. I bet.
It was ridiculous.
I was like, yo.
The stuff that he was doing.
Like, no, I watched that game. I'm like, what is he doing? What is he thinking, that the ball's going to just magically appear in his hands?
Well, I didn't think that you guys would lose to them, though. You know what I'm saying? I was like, bro. I
didn't think we would get blown out to them.
Right.
Green Bay Packers and the 49ers have taken them out of more playoffs than anybody else.
Right.
No. And it's true.
Yeah. Our team just...
And you had Justin Love, which is a phenomenal quarterback.
My motorcycle's turning on.
And nobody can say anything about it. He's a phenomenal... He can get the ball anyway.
Yeah.
And they got destroyed last week against Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you think they were going to beat...
No, not Baltimore.
No, it was...
Detroit,
yeah. Lions.
No, wait a minute. The 49ers played Green Bay. We beat them last week, Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Lions beat Buccaneers.
Oh, Kansas City.
Buccaneers played the Lions, and Lions... Buccaneers threw that game away. How do you throw an interception?
No, they did.
The last play of the game.
Baker Mayfield fucked up.
Yeah. But now he's asking for a lot of money, too.
Right to the guy's hands. Like, there was nobody even there. He just, right. There you go.
Well, you know, there's a lot of pressure on those games, too, though. You know what I'm saying?
There's been some stipulations, too, saying that because of Kansas City with the Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now Detroit with
Eminem. Yeah, so it's going to be Taylor Swift versus Eminem.
Could those two be the possibility of Super Bowl?
But the problem is that you got to knock San Francisco out. You know what I mean? And that's not an easy thing to do.
No.
You know?
Not with everybody.
So she got this guy over here to my left, grinning like an idiot. The San Francisco
idiot. Of course. You look at him with my hat.
Yeah. You need that cold down here, bro. I got heat now.
You look at him with my hat.
Yeah.
You look at him by the pair of socks I was going to buy from the fucking store, too.
That's crazy. But hey, man, you know, this weekend's going to be good. Sunday's going to be good, man.
Listen, people doubt Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of it. Yes. Right. The guy.
Isn't he a farmer? Too?
No, he lives in Los Angeles.
No, but now he does.
Yeah.
I see he was a farmer. Videos doing like farm work.
Yeah, his family owns a farm. When he had that bye
Scott's
week,
country.
When he had the bye week, yeah. He went to the farm and did work.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
He's only getting paid $800,000.
That's crazy, and that's not even like a touch of money to buy to live in Los
Angeles.
And
he's still up another year for a rookie contract.
That sucks for him. I mean, but you know what? He's going to get a hell of a bonus right now.
If he was this playoff game and wins the Super Bowl, they better pay him.
They have to get him. Like,
they better pay him.
Well, they're all getting bonuses anyway for being as far as every game that they win, they're getting more bonuses playoffs.
CJ Stroud, $1.2 million a year.
Yeah.
But he did good this year.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
So,
what is he, 22, 23 years old?
So you're saying Brock Purdy didn't do good?
No, Brock Purdy did good.
I never said he didn't.
No, but I'm saying, but give the kid some money.
No, he
deserves money. Sure. But you know what? I would see though if Brock Purdy wasn't on San Francisco, I don't think he'd be that good. Because you know why?
I think he could manage the game better than he for other people.
I don't think because San Francisco's got a lot of weapons and a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but
I don't think
with him breaking.
You said if he went to another team,
yeah.
Would be able.
Yeah, but the problem is the problem is
if he came to the Giants, he wouldn't be good.
Well, but he knows how to break out of plays too. If you watch him play, he knows how to get out of the pocket and throw the ball on a run.
Yeah,
you guys got a solid O line, which keeps him back there
well,
comfortable.
That's another thing. We thought Trent Williams was retiring this year.
You put him on a team with a shit O line, he's done.
Oh, anybody's done on a shit O line.
Right.
Look at Tommy Collins.
Tom Brady would be done.
Look at Donnie.
Oh wait, here's a perfect example of that. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
What was it? It was three plays.
Yeah, 79 seconds.
Yeah,
it was.
And then he was done.
Ended his career.
That was the turf. That turf in Giant Stadium.
Yeah, but he got whacked three times.
MetLife. A lot of people got hurt on that stadium.
Oh, that turf is
it's turf or rubber, isn't it?
It's supposedly they're changing it this year.
It's turf, but it's a bad
grass.
Real grass.
All NFL is supposed to be going back to real.
That's not good for your knees and
what grass?
Everything. No, it's turf.
Well, turf is horrible. Even that Baylor High School.
Yeah.
The turf is hard.
It's easy to maintain. That's why they have it.
Yeah.
You know they actually have to go out there and cut it? I never knew they had to cut the turf. They have a machine.
That's turf pro.
They have a machine that it's not really cutting it.
It's coming out and it's going farther from being pulled.
Yeah, it comes up.
So they trim it. They trim it like a beard. You know what I'm saying? You know what? That's that probably that big red machine that the girl drives, the one that has the two arms that go out.
Yeah, I never.
That's a turf machine.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. Yeah, because I see her all the time.
I always wondered what that was too.
I'm like, he told me that. I was like, he goes before we go to practice, they do it. I'm like,
yeah. So they probably clip and then just you know whatever.
Because it raises.
Yeah, from being pulled, pulled by the cleats. Yeah.
And when it rains,
flexes.
They're not supposed to use cleats on turf.
They have to have cleats on. They have rubber cleats. They're rubber cleats. And if it rains, they have to use. They can change to metal ones on turf.
Right. Grass, you could use spikes.
Yeah, grass you could use
grass
spikes.
Spikes.
Yeah,
you gotta be able to dig into the ground.
Yeah, and then grass you can manage too. Like
you could actually buy a different cleat that changes everything.
Right.
And if like the rain, I was down there 3 or 4 games that it rained, downpoured.
Yeah, I was there one time too. Yeah.
It was miserable. Yeah. It was miserable watching these kids play football like that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, okay, I understand football, it's that time of the year, but it's like, the kid's going to pick up the ball.
Look at the professionals, man. They play, look at the Buffalo, look at the Bills, man. Look what they playing. Yo, those guys are used to that shit.
Well, yeah, they're built different.
Up there. Yeah.
The fans don't snowballs at the friggin'.
Oh,
that was the best. You know, when they hit Mahomes in the head, bro, when
that was
he's
the best
out.
Game.
At least it was a beer can.
No, the game snowballs. Before that, every time they scored a touchdown, all you see.
Oh, they were throwing the snow up in the air.
It looks like white fireworks.
Yo, I love it, man. I love it. They
were out there all night.
Shoveling. Yeah. But they were getting paid $20 an hour. You know what I mean?
But the next day, you still seem. Like, my thing is, like, they're building a stadium right next door to it.
Yeah.
And it's open.
And it's open.
It's not a dome.
It's not a dome.
Right.
So what my friend said, because he's a Buffalo fan, he goes, why don't they put the big heat things, like the garage heat?
Yeah.
And just have them blow in, like, when it snows, just have it blow, because it just blows out the melts
the
snow.
Right. I don't know why. Then
does it come into the stadium?
It'll come into the stadium. You'll have to shovel. You won't have to shovel as much.
But then why wouldn't they, because if they know the elements are such a bad thing, why don't they just close it up?
I guess they don't want it to, the dome, because of what happened in Minnesota with the Humphrey Dome. The roof collapsed.
Right. Well, look, you guys in Dallas, you have a retractable dome.
Yeah, that's true, too.
They could add a retractable dome.
It opens and closes.
A lot of people, that's what a lot of people should do.
Right. Because then, I mean, like...
Miami, no.
Miami's wide open.
They're wide open.
I'm thinking of the Marlins. They got a retractable roof.
Yeah,
For baseball.
which is mind-boggling to me, because baseball should be played outside.
Right, it should be.
No, because it's so hot down there. That's why.
Okay, it's hot. It's hot. A lot of places. Like, that's the only... Look at Arizona Cardinals. They don't play in the hot heat.
Oh, dude, forget it.
No, they have a dome now. They have a dome.
Oh, do they?
Before, they had the original stadium.
I thought their stadium was still outside.
No, it was Sun Devil Stadium. That was outside.
Oh. Yeah, because Arizona gets goddamn hot.
They played outdoors, and then they went to the dome.
Yeah, that I remember that.
I don't know why these states over here, like Jersey, New York.
Like, well, the Meadowlands is old. They were supposed to rebuild that shit when they were doing the sand dune, or the fan, whatever that shit
was.
But
what I'm saying is, like,
that shit was built, what, 05? 04?
What?
Yeah,
MetLife.
It was old.
Yeah, but it's not, I mean, it's old now, but they should have put a dome.
Yeah.
Dome
was it 20 years old?
20 years old. Yeah.
Dome's been around.
Probably more. It's probably not accurate, but it's probably close to that. You know what I mean?
Look at the Raiders stadium.
Legion Stadium?
Yeah. It looks like a freaking Star Wars thing.
Well, how about Philadelphia?
That's going to be always open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Regardless of what. You know what I mean?
SoFi Stadium's the most expensive stadium.
That's one team that really, I was like, bro, what the fuck happened to the Eagles, bro? They died.
Yeah.
They died.
And I'm not saying because I'm a 49er fan, but after they played the 49ers.
Yeah.
Their cockiness got in the way, man.
Yep. They couldn't beat us. They couldn't beat Dallas. They couldn't beat
the coach was cocky. The
Seahawks. They
couldn't
beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, but you know what? Big Dom screwed that up for them, bro.
And they should have lost against the Giants on Christmas, and they lost against the Giants the next day, the next couple weeks after. Right. Yeah, Dom, come on.
Yeah, he came out on the field, and then after that, they haven't won a game. Yeah. They beat us. But then we came back and beat them.
Barely beat us on Christmas.
Oh, no, yeah. But then we came back and beat them.
Yeah.
Hurting them, too. That was crazy. I wasn't expecting that.
His finger was bent sideways.
Yeah, you saw
that.
They
lost
Kelsey.
He retired.
This year.
Yeah. He's having, well, good for him. He's been in there 13 years.
He's having another kid.
Yeah, I mean, bro, he was one of the main people on that line. He was
one of the originals.
One of the original guys. Like, now you lost him.
He won the Super Bowl.
With Foles.
With Foles.
Yeah, well, he was, what, two-time All-Pro or this mm-hmm. and that, too? This and that? I mean, he's a great guy. I mean, his brother, too. They seem like they're just originally good guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
he brought a fan in to meet Taylor Swift. Right. And what a little girl to be Taylor Swift.
Shit went viral, man.
Imagine the security that's around that box.
His wife was mad because he was like, "You're not going out there with no shirt on."
He took his shirt off, jumped outside with a beer in his hand. And then they put up a post saying that because he put the beer in his hand, the stocks went up by $600,000 or something for his beer.
It was a bad blue light or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
But I think it was that. It was like, it wasn't like, but
it was a white can.
It was a white can.
Yeah,
it might have been past blue ribbon or
there was there was a lot of security. They wouldn't let anything go out.
There was five on that side.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, bro, how much security is actually in that booth because of Taylor Swift? Like, you know, not only that, you got Mahomes' wife with her,
and then you got the father.
The
whole family's
that there. Entire row of boxes was all Taylor Swift.
I just loved how he jumped out and then jumped back in. I should have stayed out there longer.
The security guy, he's like, "You gotta get back in the box."
Yeah. He's telling this dude that can knock you down a bunch of flights mm-hmm. things. You know, like, dude, he's fine. He's fine. That guy's fine.
The fans ain't gotta do nothing. They've never been embracing him.
They were clapping for him.
Yeah, the Chiefs had on, but the fans are loving it. They were having a good time.
Well, I mean, it's crazy to see like Kansas City now like winning on the road and shit and being able to keep up. You know, that is one team you gotta be careful, man. That Mahomes,
I never said he wasn't, but
if
he don't have Kelce, he cannot win a game.
Right.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry. He has nobody to go to.
Right, but
his wide receivers are dropping too many balls. So
dynamic duo right there.
Yeah,
it's them two.
It's like Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and Gronk.
Yeah.
Who else did he use, really?
Oh, yeah.
Gronk Gronkowski wasn't open. What happened? Tom Brady couldn't play.
Well, he was tight end, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For us,
that was his dude.
For
right
us, it was Romo and Witten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
Romo.
See, that's one thing I have to say about the 49ers. We just don't have one key player. We just go wherever, whoever can get the ball.
We had a couple of fire.
Me being a Giants fan, all we have is Saquon.
They sign him again?
I hope they're going to.
Well, Eagles, I think, have a lot of free agencies.
Yeah.
Well, he was on a tag, wasn't he? Franchise tag?
They franchise him, but they can't franchise him again this year. They can't do that to him again.
I hope they sign him again for you guys, at least.
They have to keep him.
Because you know somebody's going to pay him.
No, the problem is, too, is you know, everybody's up in the air right now with Daniel Jones because – you know, we don't know what he's going to be like. He's been out of football for a long time. Like, I don't care if you're practicing.
Start Tyrod Smith instead.
Tyrod's not on the team no more. He was a free agent this year.
Oh, shit.
Or he's a free agent in March of 2020. This March.
So who you have left? Danny Dimes?
We got Tommy Cutlass, baby.
That's it?
I think you put an offensive line in front of that kid. He'll be great.
Yeah, Italian Stallion.
I don't think he's bad. It was funny. Everybody made fun of it, but it was a cool story.
He needs, you know, if he had more pocket protection back there and it was able to take his time, he would have been all right.
100%.
Right. See, Tyrod actually was really good with that pressure. He was good with pressure. And he was getting
He didn't care to run the ball.
Care about running the ball. And he could get the ball down to the wide receivers down at the other side. But at the same time, you know, Tyrod, you know, he got hurt, and he's older, and he's a free agent this year. So, you know, I don't think they're going to keep him around, knowing that Daniel Jones is coming back this year. So, we have Daniel Jones this year. Who's going to be our backup quarterback right now? I guess it looks like Tommy Cutlass, unless they pick up a quarterback as a backup, meaning, you know, a backup to Daniel Jones. And it'll be kind of fucked up by making, you know, Tommy a third string again.
I wouldn't do that.
He'll fight for his job. That's all.
He'll fight for his job, but he shouldn't have to. You know, after proving that he could.
It happened with us.
Yeah, I know.
It happened with us.
Well, listen, that's the politics when it comes to the gaming.
With the 49ers. You had Jimmy Garoppolo, you had Trey Lance, and you had Brock Purdy.
Right.
Brock Purdy and Trey Lance were going back and forth. And then you had Sam Darnold.
Right. Trey Lance wasn't bad, though.
We got Trey Lance, and now he's a third stringer.
Is he?
He went from being a third stringer on our team to third stringer on their team.
Right. Well, but then again, like, really seriously, do you think that you're going to be, like, even close to a Prescott level? Even though you make fun of Prescott, he's still a good quarterback.
Oh, he's a great quarterback. He fucks up his circles.
If
he had more people to play on his team, he'll be a way better quarterback.
Right. The Cowboys, the rush is crazy.
I don't think the offensive coach.
Mike McCarthy.
I don't think the quarterback coach.
It's somebody.
I don't. Well, he took over the offense.
Yeah. No, it was.
Remember, he was taking the plays at the end of the year.
Kellen Moore.
No, he was taking the plays.
He was taking the plays by himself at the end of the year.
Oh, so Kellen Moore was just standing there doing nothing.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy, they said he was taking over
the plays.
And he was running the plays himself. So that's why they, at the end they were saying fire McCarthy and fire Prescott.
They still kept both of them.
He kept both of them. But here's the thing. Like, I guess, listen, to be honest, you guys didn't have a bad season. You guys killed.
No, it's like that every single year. Every fucking year it's the same thing all the way up until the end.
Yeah.
You guys lost. Yeah, you guys were killing teams.
You guys were killing teams.
40s. Yeah, you were putting points, bro. Yeah.
All right, you guys were during the basic season. When it comes to, especially while you were home.
Especially at home.
Except for when they played the 49ers. I mean, they should have bet that game.
Well, the problem is when you're playing a team that's really good and has a good, you know, you guys weren't putting up a lot. The problem was when Prescott started getting pressure.
Yeah.
That's when you start seeing him fucking up because he wasn't able to get away with the stuff. Like, he didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah. Instead of trying to throw the ball, he's all right. Scramble a little bit and slide it instead of taking
I think sack. After he messed up his ankle.
Right.
I think.
Because they said he was hurt. And then they were saying he was hurt right until his last game.
I think he.
Right.
Damn, he's been on the team, I think, Prescott since 17 or 18.
Bro, he's getting, what, $150 million?
6 years he's been on the team.
Yeah, $157 million, bro. That dude is—he's banking the money.
He came back and sealed with Elliott.
Yeah, that was it. That was him and Elliott.
The problem is, he falls apart in the playoffs.
Right.
He does. It does. It's like every year, all I hear—not about you. Oh, what them boys this year?
Yeah. I don't say nothing because I want to see at the end of the year when it happens.
Every year, I call the same people that say it and be like, "What happened?
What about Bill Belichick? Where do you think he's going?
I think
you think so?
I don't think so.
They're looking at that. It's getting close to that right now.
I hope he does get a job. The guy is a great quarterback.
Oh, dude, he's gonna get a job. But the problem is, you know, you're gonna whoever it is, if you know,
how do you
gonna butt heads with this guy?
He won't go to Dallas either. That's the fact.
No, that's over with. They already said that. It's not happening.
How about what's his name from Michigan? Jim Harbaugh will come back to the Chargers.
Right.
Michigan was giving him $125 million for 10 years.
You ever seen something about Colin Kaepernick about Chargers?
Nah.
Going to being a backup quarterback.
He ruined his career.
Yeah, that's
he got with the girl from Philadelphia.
Right.
And she was all about that protest and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's
it. They came with the kneeling and all that shit. Yeah. Yeah, he fucked up.
But even with that, you could just...
Somebody asked him to do that. A vet asked him to do that.
That's what I was just about to say.
A vet asked him to do that.
Even though he did that, That wasn't the nail in the coffin.
It was when he had the pig socks on.
Yeah.
With the cop hat.
Yeah.
He came on a football field like that.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you did it to yourself.
Yeah.
Doing that. And then, you know, the protest afterwards in like Nike Magazine?
Yeah.
When he was doing the Black Lives Matter or something like that. He
got raised by white people.
Yeah.
He was oppressed. The hell out of here. His
mom, bro, you're a football player making millions of dollars, bro.
And he could have been a great football player.
Outrageous
football player.
I don't think he was a bad quarterback. He was a moving quarterback.
He went to Green Bay and destroyed them.
No, he was good. He was a good quarterback.
But, I mean, you've been out of the league
for how long? If you seen him drop back in that pocket and he got that ball and somebody will be like, fuck, he's in that.
He's running that ball at least 20 yards.
He's dangerous with that ball.
It's just nobody wants to take the risk of having
him. Nobody's going to take him.
Because what happens if he does something?
Even like the new league, they don't want him.
Right.
Even other leagues that don't want him.
Right.
It's not like...
Yeah, the X, the U, whatever. Yeah.
XFL, was it?
CFL? No, they became CSFL now because they merged.
They merged, right.
Yeah. They don't even want to put him up on it.
Even like the European...
Bad publicity.
There's a league going. They were like, no.
Okay.
I think that could fall a different way though. I think that could be actually good publicity to have him on there. And if he's, you know, halfway decent,
you might get ratings.
You might get a lot of ratings for people Kaepernick's be like, yo, oh my god, Kaepernick's
back. I
want to see him play because you know what?
Let's see what he has been.
Exactly. But
off the team.
He does practice.
He practices still, and he puts in the tapes and sends them in trying to get jobs.
Nobody's gonna take him.
Right. It sucks to be blackballed like that. You know.
He did it. Yeah. He did it to himself. It's like, listen, he was a great quarterback.
Right. When you shit in your bed, you gotta, you know, you gotta.
Like, I mean, we should have won that. We should have won that Super Bowl. Yes.
Yeah.
They should have put Alex Smith back in. Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to now that we beat that a little bit. I mean, you know, normally if we would have more time to be talking,
that would have kept going for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
You knew there's so much to go.
Yeah, this way is too much. It's too much. Like if we had like what if we just went through a playoff weekend. And then we were doing a podcast on it the next weekend. We would have plenty of time.
Conspiracies behind the logo.
There's way too much. Bro, this entire world is conspiracy. Yeah, and the thing with the logo, too, is just crazy. But we can talk about a bunch of stuff. Like, how about this immigrant shit?
Oh,
my God. It's going through the roof, bro.
It's bad.
Yo, Texas is, like, trying to subside from the continental United, from the United States. Because the Supreme Court
overwhelmed.
Well, the Supreme Court won't let them or won't work with them when it comes to them. You know, they're putting up, using their own funds, their own thing to put up barbed wire and razor fences.
And they've got containers. Wow. And the mayor, the governor or the mayor said, I don't care what they say.
Bro, I don't know what's going on, but here's the deal, bro. In the Supreme Court, they didn't win. The whole thing was, is Trump was worried that they were going to be allowed to vote. You know, as non-immigrant, you know, as immigrants voting in federal, not in local, but in federal, they would have been able to vote. And that's what Trump was worried about.
But that's wrong.
No, but the Supreme Court, this is how I feel, this is my opinion.
How are you going to come over here illegal and have the right to vote?
Well, here's the thing. They're making the rules, right? So the Democrats, the Bidens and whatever it is.
You need a Social Security number.
That shit don't matter.
They handed it right to them.
Bro, they have nothing, but they're getting, listen. Like
citizenship.
But in Staten Island, yo, they're closing schools to put these immigrants in them, and they're allowing the kids to go home and do a virtual.
Why?
Because these people need somewhere to go.
Fuck them, send them back.
Well, that's how I feel, that's how you feel. But other people, bro, they jump through the fucking ringer.
There's people that
people
want them.
Are, like, depending.
Then you want them here? Open your house and your home.
Listen,
let them
if
live
you
with
want
you.
Them to live here, guess what? You got a big house. All right, put a couple in there for you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? See how it works out. See how it goes. You know what I mean? Listen, I feel like they're bringing them over here so that then they can just reproduce, make more families, and have more voters. But here's the deal. They didn't win it. So... In the thing, they're not allowed to vote right now. So I think what they're doing is they're hoping that they get a way that they're allowed to have them vote Democrat, or they will allow them to vote illegally.
Well, it doesn't matter because now they're all mad too. If they vote, they're not going to vote for him.
Right.
They'll be like, we're living on the street. We're living on our floors. They're giving us blankets.
No, they're living better than the homeless people that are living in our streets now.
Yeah. If you look at the ones in New York City, they're putting them on floors and places. They don't even get beds. They get floors and that's it.
Well, in the schools, what they're doing is they're taking the classroom and they're moving the desks, putting cots in there, and they're putting two families in a room.
Okay, but what happens? You keep getting more people.
What? And here's the best thing: they're requiring them to get COVID shots and all that shit, and they're saying no. No. What are you gonna do to them? Oh, what are you gonna do? Threaten to deport them? You ain't deporting them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, bro, the shit.
It's time for America to wake up.
How
bro,
they
America
get here in the
needs
beginning?
To wake up, bro. Huh?
How did they get here in the beginning?
It's just walking over the border. We never... Listen, you're not
our
allowed to do
all
that.
Wide open.
There's a legal way of coming across the United States. There's a legal way. But the border is wide open. They're not checking.
Even
them
Mexicans that are here. That
so you come
the
through
right
a
way.
Car, they don't stop and check you no more?
No, you're allowed to just come, man. Come
they
as you were.
They come from different... They're not even coming from just Mexico. They're coming from Guatemala.
Yeah, so you have guns or whatever in the
they're
car.
Actually,
no, I don't think you're...
They're actually sending people, terrorists, from these different countries to come over.
Well, that's what they're worried about, because what they're doing is they're mingling in.
Yes, and they don't even know.
Yep.
Terrorists here, we don't even fucking know about it.
And a lot of those
they're
guys...
sleeping.
A lot of them have cell phones. They all have cell phones.
And now there's more that are coming in. Like, people just saying...
Sleeper cells.
The Mexicans. It's not even just the Mexicans.
No, it's not.
It's the people that are going to try to hurt America.
Right.
They're probably American doing soil. An EMP type shit. And
on American soil.
And they're going to do
EMP. Well, that's the problem. It's like our security itself is, you know, that's why you have, you know, and I've noticed like because I'm constantly on YouTube watching YouTube videos, but a lot of the YouTubers that I follow that are making bank are actually making bunkers. Underground bunkers and stuff.
I heard about that.
Yeah, and a lot of these YouTubers I watch, though, they're in God's country anyway. But the problem is they have so much land that they're actually building
it's
underground
a secret
bunkers.
Bunker. You wouldn't even know it's
the
there.
The guy Hoovy's Garage that I watch on the thing, they have his own. He has his, they're building their own shit, too. You know what I mean? And there's a bunch of other ones. There's this one guy I watch. who does the phone repairs. The guy that you ever watch him, he jury rigged that or something like that. Mm-hmm. So he takes all phones and he does videos on them. Like he scratches the glass and he tries them, try to break them and all this other stuff. Jury rig, it's called jury rig it all or something like that. But he does that stuff, and he's got like he made a wheelchair for his wife because his wife can't walk. So he made this electric wheelchair that allows her to go off-roading and stuff like so she could go.
Cool.
Yeah, he does all that weird stuff, and he does most of the stuff he does is electric. Like he has all electric vehicles, but he's got a huge webpage, like a huge following on YouTube. I was like 10 million viewers or something, and he's actually building an underground bunker too.
Oh.
And I'm like watching, I'm like, damn, bro, jerry rig everything. You go from breaking phones and making phones to building bunkers, but I get it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
Well, the president has an underground bunker. Why can't people do it?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, but it's like you notice it's like all these God's country big
areas. How about this? I watched a show on it. Their underground bunker, they won't go hungry for 35 years.
Oh, well, some of them have, like,
No, I'm saying in Washington for the president.
Oh, the president. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
35 years.
Oh, there was a movie on
that. You survive on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a movie on that about the Doomsday Bunker for the one that's underneath, not the White House, it's underneath...
They got trucks, yeah. Truckloads and truckloads and truckloads of...
It's like in a mountain somewhere.
Foods that...
All of Congress goes in there. Yeah. So if it's like whoever's on the top...
Shit hits the fan.
Yeah, shit hits the fan... They're all going into, it's not like everybody, but it's the most important people in the country are going into this bunker. This bunker is supposed to be able, like you said, to live, you'll be able to live in there for how many years until if it's a nuclear war, you'll be able to come out after the fallout so that you can live and, you know, experience like the video game Fallout where there'll be zombies.
Imagine that shit, dude.
Yeah. No, there's no real world. Everybody's dead. There's nobody surviving. There's no zombies. There's
no, but the problem is radiation and nuclear stuff like that. People who did make it said the bomb didn't kill them. You know, there's going to be a lot of people that are still alive after a bomb's dropped. But the problem, and that's kind of where the game kind of fallout runs from, because these people who contaminated water and stuff drank it, and the problem is hey, you know, you start to, you know, have side effects and defects and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is.
Body starts to mutate.
Yeah, of course there's not going to be a population like America was, but there's so many movies and stuff like that actually goes into that. Remember that last one that just came out? That one that Obama won? The one the day of? Or remember the one that they just put out on... see, if we were up to date, we'd be able to talk about this weekly. But the one that they were actually showing you that... man, what was it called? The day of, the day as? Let me look at Netflix. No, because it's probably not even going to show it.
You got
the
day after? You got a sea charger down here?
A sea charger. Yeah, somewhere.
The day after?
Yeah, the day after. That one about the bomb. Right. And there was only a certain amount of people left, and then they went out, and it was some kind of drone thing, EMP bomb, and... there was no power.
Planes falling out of the sky.
Yeah, planes falling out of the sky. The dude went to...
Can you plug that in, Chris? Is that a sea charger?
Yeah. It's flat, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It was all over YouTube. It was all over
Netflix. I skimmed through the... Bunch of shit just fucking went haywire, right?
Yeah. And it was a good movie, man. I watched it with the kids and Dina.
It was like a natural disaster.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Thing. It was like one of those, like, a Last of Us. It was like, it was, you know, it was a good movie, though.
And I don't really go on Netflix.
It was me. It was stuff. Directed by...
You go on YouTube.
I've got to make sure the mics are on now. Yeah,
all
right. Cause
I have all them channels, Netflix and all them.
Yeah, everything's
on. I wish I could fucking smoke down there.
You can have a cigarette if you want. Yeah, you should be all right. Nothing's out here.
There's no smoke alarms.
Yeah.
No smoke things.
That's a carbon monoxide thing over there. You can smoke.
I got it. It's empty.
They used to smoke down here all the time.
Yeah, but I don't like smoking in other people's houses.
Yeah, no, that's fine. No. Nothing's going. Now, if all that shit was on, I would say, no, we'll probably blow up.
Yeah, that's yeah. Flammable stuff, right?
Yeah, there. But no, it's not. You can smoke if you want. Yeah, you don't have to run outside. Stop the
like these people that are buying all these guns. And I'm like...
Yo, those people in Bayonne got arsenals in their house, bro.
I believe
you ain't got to tell me.
Yeah, arsenals. And
AR is fucking, you name it.
We got a guy at work with that I work with. He's got lots of guns, man. And, you know, I buy, like, hobby stuff like ham radios and shit like that. Like, he goes, buys guns.
I could do it. I could buy guns.
Yeah.
Because I have a guy that could certify me and get my carry permit. He could get everything. He does it. My friend Billy. He does it. I'm like, I told my wife, I was like, we need to start thinking about this.
Right.
Like,
in Jersey, though, we're only allowed 10 round magazines.
It's all right. I could buy 100,000 guns, though.
I'll tell you what, though. A lot of these guys...
can't be fully automatic, either.
Yes, you could.
No fulls. You can't have fulls.
Yes, you could.
You can't have an AR. A fucking...
Yes, you could.
Assault rifle?
Yes, you could. Yes, you could.
Yeah, legally. Legally,
you can have an AR?
Illegally.
Oh.
You could get it. It
has to be semi-automatic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you just hit the switch and put it in a fully automatic.
And I'm like,
well, no, you can't buy it if it's a full automatic.
I'm like, Andy, listen, I'll keep them somewhere that nobody even knows where they are.
Right. Well, you don't have to say what you buy.
Yeah. No.
Even if you get it, you just
tell nobody.
I mean, because there's got to be people that have
shit. Keep it to yourself.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I mean, I know a couple people that have a lot of rifles, high powered rifle, like sniper rifles and stuff, and, you know, things like that. But, you know, a lot of people buy handguns, and you can get handguns at a decent price.
You know?
They got handguns that are fully automatic, too.
Yeah, but you can't have them either.
I know.
And I could take...
Desert Eagles?
Could take
Desert Eagle, it's not fully automatic.
No, it's semi-automatic.
I could take classes. I could do safety cleaning. I could do safety training.
Yeah.
Right through a guy I work with.
Yeah, we had that through the Masons, too. They had a guy that was doing that. Like, all you had to do was pay for it, and then he would give you the courses and give you the test.
He brings the application if you want a carry permit. He'll bring the application for you. You just he'll tell you how to fill it out.
Right.
He goes... Keith, you should really think about getting guns.
I was thinking about that too, but you know what? I don't want to drop $500 for a gun. You know what I mean?
He gets a discount.
Yeah, but even the cheapest gun, like I was looking around, the cheapest, even like you get used guns.
Go to a firing range and
you get used guns for like $275 and stuff like that. But it's still at the point of having a weapon. Like, you know, I get it. You should have a weapon just in case and stuff like that. But
she told me I'll cheddar bomb myself if I want to shoot it.
Right, if
that's
if,
why you take classes.
To yeah,
yeah, obviously, yeah. Just don't if, buy it. Yeah,
if
I just
shit
want to
hits
shoot.
The fan, a handgun isn't going to do it.
No, not at all.
It'll protect you,
especially if they come through the
if,
house with
but
a shotgun.
If they're coming
or something.
Through, if they're coming,
if you get
need a
shotgun, if you get a 45,
yeah, well, stopping power,
or Desert Eagle,
yeah,
a Desert Eagle is going to do more damage than a 45.
Yeah, yeah,
but you know how your accuracy with a Desert Eagle is like really horrible.
All you have to do is let them get 10 feet away. Boom.
Yeah, it's
definitely hitting them.
Same thing with the Dirty Harry.
Yeah, it's definitely hitting them.
Right. But a Desert, you know, you talk about 50 caliber. What?
A Magnum.
Yeah.
Tackleberry.
Mm. Yeah.
Like you're gonna put a hole in somebody.
Oh right. Yeah.
You're not gonna survive.
Right.
No, but I see what he's saying. You're gonna need like a shotgun.
Yeah, you need a shotgun, and at the end of the day, you're going to need a rifle, too. You're going to need a semi-automatic rifle. You know what I'm saying? You know, like an AR-15, you're going to need something in that kind of thing, a submachine gun, something that you'll be able to spread.
You have your own little John Wick arsenal upstairs.
I know people that I know people that live in PA. They have everything.
Right.
Everything. To a bazooka.
Yeah.
They have RPGs.
Fuck. Bro, but the problem,
lords up there.
Those are legal.
The problem is
their lords up there are so crazy. Nope.
Yeah.
Their lords up there are so laid back.
If you have like 10, 12 acres, 20 acres of land,
you can fire rockets in your backyard.
Bro, they're not going to find your weapons. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of these people that live in God's country.
They have gun bingo in Pennsylvania. Yeah. You could win AR-15s, you could win AK-47s, you could win any type of gun on bingo.
Bingo.
Bro, all you have to do is show your license.
Right.
There's not even a background check.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
Those kind of areas, bro, you're always going to come across shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
But those are probably safer.
They are more than safe.
Everybody's carrying.
More than safe.
Because you know you're not going to mess with that person because you know he definitely has a weapon.
Listen, when I used to go to PA.
Or in his house.
I'm not going to mention names, but somebody was carrying right in her purse.
Right.
Right in her purse. She had
little t-shirt, right?
22.
Look at Paige. Cashman's friend Paige. She moved down to Carolina. You know, her dad moved down there. But he had to go out because he had to go out and get a gun permit and get a gun license because they were having so many people come on their property that they didn't even know who the hell they were and they were looking through stuff and shit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he ended up buying four guns and, Yeah.
Who he's going to shoot with. He ain't got no fingers.
No, you did not do that.
Sorry, Doc.
No, you did not do that, bro.
I don't even know who he is. Oh,
he's funny as shit.
But he's got that hand that has the fingers on it, bro. Oh, my God, yo. I hope you don't listen to our podcast, dude. You'll be the first movie? One to fucking put a target on your head, dude.
Oh, I cracked on him right in front of his face. I don't care.
No, he's a good guy.
He's a great guy. He's funny as shit. But even he goes, I can't do mechanic work. He goes, well, I have these three fingers. He goes, I can't hold the wrench.
Actually, if you just have this finger, that's all you need. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you can cuff the bottom part. You know.
So I have to pee.
Go ahead, go.
Are we off?
No, keep going. Go ahead. I mean, it's live because it's
keep going.
So. You gotta pee.
You gotta pee.
You gotta pay. Jen A.
Jen A. I gotta go. So, all right, that's cool. So we talked about that. I mean, so we kind of all agree that, you know, listen, it's, you know, of everything, you know, that we actually need the immigration and all the stuff that's going on to stop, because all the money that we're spending on these people that are coming across and...
Things too, like, you get more people like that come over illegally. All right. They need homes, but everything else fucking rises.
Right, everything.
Food prices go up. You got more people, more demand for stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and there's less food.
And there's less food.
Yeah, so there's more demand to the less food. Yeah.
And then plus you got the inflation shit.
Yeah.
The
inflation that they say is not happening.
Yeah, they're lying.
Yeah. All this other shit. You want to see the real true numbers, you got to get them out of office so you can see how bad we actually are. Like, maybe we stop giving money to Ukraine. Stop giving money over to Palestine.
A couple weeks ago, I went food shopping. I spent fucking $300-something.
Oh, dude, I spent so much money on food, dude. It's ridiculous.
I was like, and it got to like three, and then they started scanning the meat. I was like, fuck.
The meat is the heavy part, too.
I was like, no.
The meat is the heavy part. The meat, the chicken, all that stuff, yeah, bro.
Even cold cuts.
Yo, cold cuts went up a lot. You gotta be careful. Like, I've been buying, like, I wouldn't say no-name brands, but the more store meat. You know what I'm saying? They don't taste as good as Boar's Head, but it's a lot cheaper.
Boar's Head's expensive, dude.
Well, yeah, Thumans too. Thumans isn't cheap. They're about the same price. Thumans and Boar's.
Who's got really good lunch meat? Lidl.
Oh, Lidl. Yeah,
they do.
They got really good lunch
meat. Ollie went in there a couple times.
Ollie's. If you go to Ollie's on 22, they got really good lunch meat.
I just, you know, I don't want, like, Fadina too. She don't drive out of the city. So I know. It's like.
Title's not bad.
And me, I don't even care about driving that far to get food. Like, If I have supermarkets around me, what I'll do is I'll check every supermarket and see what's for sale.
I think C-Town's still the cheapest with the lunch meat.
I don't have a problem with them. You know, like, you can get $5.99, you can get meat, you can get ham and cheese. You get, like, a
combination.
Yeah, ham and cheese for $5.99. And then you'd be like, all right, double it up $10. And you're getting, like, a pound of each.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I always like their lunch meat.
Yeah.
C-Town, but I didn't like...
They got some good-ass liverwurst. Nobody likes liverwurst.
That place is good for, like, quick stuff. If you need something quick.
Right.
Don't buy the chicken.
Yeah.
No, I don't buy meat from there.
Yo, the meat too is expensive.
I go to 22nd Street Meat Market.
Yeah, it's expensive.
See, I don't use 22nd Street Meat Market anymore. Because...
No?
It's a nut show. I get 3 pounds for $17.
Oh, it's right there. It's right by my house.
I'm not doing 10 pounds of chicken for almost $40. I'm sorry.
Right. I don't get 10 pounds of chicken.
Yeah, I don't.
I get 2 pounds of cutlets.
I'll buy 10 pounds of cutlets for the summertime.
My son eats 3 pounds of chicken cutlets.
Oh yeah, but he's playing football. He likes chicken. Yeah. He has to eat the protein. So
it's disgusting. The other day,
protein, bro.
The other day,
protein powder, bro.
He just ate. He made the chicken cutlets. I was like, I'm not gonna be able to. He's only 3 pounds.
Right.
And, I mean, the chicken cutlets were this big.
Right.
He was like, yeah, I had three now, and I'm gonna have the rest later. I'm like, he saved some for the next day.
It's actually, it's
like,
not fat.
But it's like,
no, it's not.
If I had two of them, then he wouldn't be able to eat the next day.
I got what you're saying.
I'd rather see
him eat it.
Well, bro, that's why, like, for me too, like, I gain weight. And I'm like, why am I gaining weight? It's like, because I'm eating the leftover shit for work.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, I feel bad throwing the food out. Like, if we order out or we make food and the food's left in the fridge, I'm like, all right.
I'm the same way. I hate to see it go to waste.
I'm like, I'm not going to take the food that we're going to just eat, like the sandwich we are not. I'll scoop a bunch of food in, like, a bowl and take it to work. And
random shit.
Random just shit. And then you're eating because you're hungry, so you eat it. And then you're like, later on, you're like, oh, man, I feel like shit. Like, oh, well, it's probably what I eat.
I get a bagel with cream cheese every morning. I don't eat it until probably, like, 10:30.
Yeah, I normally
just because I know it's there.
You just wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Until you get hungry, then you.
95% of the time, most of it goes to the seagulls.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Like, I'll wake up in the morning. Like, I've been recently either having, like, I know it's not good for you, but it's better than eating shit, but, like, having a bowl of cereal. Or I'll make
oatmeal. Cereal fills you up. Yeah, oatmeal is the best.
Or I'll have some oatmeal. I have so many different flavored oatmeals that I'll have, like, an oatmeal.
Do you do the Quakers?
Yeah, I got Quakers.
Oh, they're the best.
Put some sugar in that shit.
The whole package, the cinnamon apple.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. There's another one, too. It was not cinnamon apple.
I was never that much of an oatmeal fan.
Oh, oatmeal's great, bro.
Yeah. The best. I always thought it was like slop, dude.
It is slop.
The best oatmeal in the world is hotel oatmeal.
It was just so thick.
Yeah.
And then you put
it's like jail oatmeal.
Brown sugar on it. You put a little cinnamon on it. Oh,
that's
my
the
God.
That's the shit you grow on a wall and stays
it stays like
it's like glass of Paris.
But
it fills you up.
Yeah. If you eat a bowl of that, you're good. You're good for like 8 hours.
That looks like that similar is like Ritz.
No, no, Grits is different.
Oh, Grits, no. Grits is way different.
Yeah. Grits is way different.
Yeah, that's like that. Like a slider.
You like Grits and you don't like oatmeal?
I don't like oatmeal. I like Grits.
What? No way you're human.
What's wrong with Grits?
Oh, my God, they're so disgusting.
Yeah, I can't eat Grits. I've had it before. I can't eat it. But, dude, that's one person's taste, bro. You like it? You like it?
Well, you know what's funny?
You're just odd not liking oatmeal.
If I'm starving, then I have no choice. Yeah, I'll eat the fucking.
Yeah, all right.
Listen, like the guys that I used to go to school with, they used to eat the Vienna sausages out of the
can. Oh, yeah, bro. I'm like, that's dude. Spam.
I'm like, no, they never eat spam.
No?
They eat the other stuff. They
I used to work with a guy that used to eat spam.
Not spam, though.
Right
other
out of
stuff.
The can?
Yeah, bro.
My father does that.
What's all stuff when it comes in a package? It's like, oh my God, what is it? It's not spam. It's.
Comes in a package.
It comes in a clear package. It's like meats that are like. Oh my God, it was so disgusting looking.
Spiced ham?
No. It's like all the intestines and stuff.
Oh yeah, well it's like a hot dog. Everything's blended together.
No, it's like in a pack though. It's like.
Yeah. Well, that's what spam looks like. It looks like dog food. Like every morning, like I take the cat petite food out. The one that's.
But if
like
they say that you chop it up.
Yeah.
And you make it in chunks and put it in like with sausage.
With cooking or eggs. Yeah,
and eggs and stuff, it tastes really good.
Right.
I don't know. I never grew up on that, so I.
I've had spam before, but I've had it cooked.
She loves that shit.
I've had.
Annie likes spam.
Yeah.
Annie Grimmel loves spam.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's just a canned ham. That's all it is.
This shit's so salty. Though.
Like people eat so much canned ham.
Right. But did you ever see
devil ham? Devil's ham?
No, it's called. It's just down south thing. They called it something else. It's a down south thing.
You should watch that video on how they make spam and like how the company like evolved.
No, because I watched the videos of what they did with McDonald's, and I don't touch any fast food anymore.
Well, no, that's actually a good thing because like you know the fast food shit is garbage for you anyway.
The fast food I touch is Five Guys.
Bro,
everything's fresh.
Bro, I remember.
Yeah, nothing's frozen, dude.
And you know what?
They're not freezing.
There's nothing frozen.
In our, we had an old ass caravan, and the kids ordered a Happy Meal, and they left the cheeseburger under the seat for like 5 years. And when we were getting rid of the car, and I was actually cleaning the car out,
oh yeah, I found this. It didn't turn.
I could probably eat it. Bro, there was no mold on it. Yeah. There was nothing.
The kids left
nothing.
When we used to go to my cousin's house, there was like she lived on a private road. We used to feed the ducks.
And I never cleaned a car.
The French fry would fall in the window. Like there was a French fry when I got rid of my minivan, the green one. The French fry was still there. It still looked like the French fry was there for five years ago. Was there?
That food is so processed, bro, and pasteurized and all that crap that's in it, bro. Forget about it.
That's why they say don't even eat lettuce anymore because it's plastic.
What is
lettuce?
Lettuce?
Yeah.
I have romaine. I eat romaine.
Yeah, romaine's different.
Yeah.
Regular pulled lettuce. If you take the
like leaf lettuce.
Yes. If you take the top off and peel it, it's plastic.
Yeah. There's like a coating on it. Yeah. Or what you do is you let it get really, really, really cold, and you'll see it yourself when you take it out. It looks like frost. And when you pull it, you can see it actually pulled. But not all lettuce. Like if you go to like the farm.
No, regular farm.
Yeah. Or your farmer's market. Yeah. That's real lettuce, like big leaf.
I'm gonna tell you what they do.
That foxy lettuce shit is garbage.
And you're going to laugh.
Wow. Yeah. Fucking real lettuce.
When you buy chicken, frozen chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Now, chickens are made, they kill the chickens here, right?
Supposedly.
They kill the chickens in America.
Yeah. Ship them over to China.
They ship them over to China to ship them back.
To
get back.
Why?
Cheaper labor.
Yeah.
It's America's fault.
That's sad, man.
Yeah. But China owns
us. But then it says fucking, it says like Tyson, American made and owned and shit like that.
No. Well, it's American owned, yeah.
It's American owned?
Yeah,
it's American. But it's not American packaged.
Right. The problem is that we rely so much on China. We rely on so much outsourcing our stuff to other countries. And
then, that's because of Democrats. Everything's right. Raised up. They're saying, oh, it's not true. It's not true. It's true. It's 100% true.
Well,
I work in the shipping industry. And I see it. There is no there is nothing made in this country that we export. When we get frozen containers, it's chicken. It's going overseas to come back.
Right.
Even the fruits. The fruits go out, they come back.
I see a lot of the fruits, like the frozen fruits, and I see bags on it. It says imported from, they'll say like either Brazil, Spain, Portugal or South Jordan, well, they, or China.
Well, a lot of those places have bigger orchards.
Yeah.
And they have bigger, their climate is a lot better than ours. Like, they have fields and fields and fields and fields and fields and fields. So that's why we do that stuff. America, listen, America.
Or it says blueberries, product of China.
Right. America needs to own itself. Like,
can't
it needs
tell
to take
you
more,
can't grow blueberries.
More responsibility for itself. Like, it's owning. Not only that, it's just like this shit, this push too for all electric cars. Like, get rid of fossil fuels. We're not in a shortage of fossil fuels.
No, not at all.
So
we'll be dead by the time we run out.
There'll be no world. We'll be on the next generation.
We'll always need gas.
We'll always have gas. We'll always have methane. We'll always have stuff.
And when it turns negative 20 degrees outside, you can't charge your Tesla.
A lady
That was crazy.
A lady I work with, she got a Tesla. I said, man, that must have really sucked for you when it froze up. She's like, yeah, that freeze up. I have it in the garage. I said, oh. I said, look at the Teslas on the street. They were all frozen.
Yeah. Well, the problem is like, what nobody really realized it, that when you have your Tesla outside and you plug your charger into it and it's freezing out, it's actually not charging.
Yeah, it's draining it. It's draining.
It's warming the battery thing itself. And then once it gets to a warm and enough temperature, then it starts to charge.
Yeah.
So you can leave it in for 10 hours and only have an hour, 2 hour charge. And people are like, what's going on? I'd be like, well, it took 6 hours. In the one degree negative to get the car charged. You know what I'm saying?
Meanwhile, so a gas all these car, people, you just could turn it over right. And let it warm up for 5 minutes.
All these
minutes.
People going to superchargers when it's 10 degrees outside and they're all trying to link up to the supercharger and the car's freezing cold. It's taking too long for the battery to warm up to charge.
Like I said the other day to you about the AirBlue and diesel.
Yeah.
You're supposed to plug diesels in.
Yeah.
Our machines ain't plugged in.
Yeah. Well, our truck stopped too.
Like, I'm like, there's a plug to plug it in.
Yeah.
I have to wait 15 minutes to warm my machine up. Now, if they plugged it in, I wouldn't have to wait at all because everything would be hot.
The problem is like for our climate, like I'm not going to try to jinx us or nothing like that, but we don't have a sustained temperature, meaning like we don't, like say -5,
it's variant.
Right? Yeah, we don't stay at -5 for months or weeks. Where you would need that daily because the cars would, that shit would never last. So we have maybe one day it's at -5, next day it's at 40 degrees. So
yeah, last weekend?
Yeah, like, exactly. Week. Yeah, exactly.
No, last week was cold, dude.
I was out there.
I was cold, too.
I know.
Yeah.
And this week I'm still in a sweatshirt.
I still.
You look like I didn't put shorts on a couple days this week.
Bro, my hand was so frozen. Yo, it was like it's all black up in here. It was so frozen that I slapped my hand against the boom of my thing.
You didn't feel anything.
I didn't feel nothing. And then when I came down, my hands were swollen up.
Yeah, sure.
And I was like, yo, did I break my fingers? Because my hands were so frozen. I was just like, and the worst part about it is like sometimes like, you know, you're working on stuff that's metal and everything. It's so cold, it's frozen itself. But when you take, like you get to the part where you need to do something quick, you have to take a glove off or get like gloves that are so tight to you that it's like a body glove.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're able to do what you have to do. But yo, I got to the point where I was like, yo, I'm like almost 50 years old this year. I don't want to be out in this cold no more. You know what I'm saying? It's just getting too much. Like, I've been out in the cold since 1996, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying it like, oh, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Yeah, I did my time, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You're done.
I did my time. I've done my shovels
in the
snow.
Working out all the fucking elements is fucking, it takes a shit out of toll.
Oh, dude, it's crazy. The only time that's really good is like, there's a lot of months. There's probably like 7 months that it's actually good to work outside. But, you know, we're dealing with the rain and the snow and everything else all the time, every time.
Yeah, I don't mind if it's cold. Like, yeah. You know, wet. It's like.
That's where it
it's
gets.
That raw wet.
Wet and soggy. Yeah, well, that one Tuesday I went to work and it was sleeting, snowing, raining, everything. I was knocking on people's doors trying to get into these basements of these buildings. And, yo, I would open, people come to the door looking at me like I was crazy because I was soaking wet. My clothes were so cold that the ice was forming on the clothes and it was leaving stiff marks. So, like, my pants had stiff marks. And, I honestly think I pissed myself because my pants were so wet. Like, I was just so cold. I was
you
like,
don't know.
I don't even know. Like, I came home, I took my clothes off, and then I took off the next day because I didn't feel good. And then, you know, you call out and you're like, yo, I'm sick. And this, I don't feel good. Oh, you're using a personal day? You're like, bro, I was ringing doorbells in the. I'm not even going there. I'm not coming in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's it.
It's crazy, bro. But, like, because I came home, like, even Dina was like, what's wrong with your clothes? I was like, yo, they're stiff, frozen.
Like, I know when I did the 3 years on the ships, and I was outside all the time, and we have nothing blocking us. Global has nothing blocking us.
Oh, no, you're right on port.
And I'm like, yo, I got home in, like, 6 hours. I'm like, man, I really don't want to go back tonight.
Yeah.
I have to go back at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, man, I really don't want to go back.
Yeah, it's a lot, bro.
And then you get the text from the guy, like, listen, come back at, like, 4. You have, like, 25 minutes worth of shoes to do at 4. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, because you know it's
going to
be.
Because I know I'm going to be home from when I got home to 4:30 in the morning. I don't mind going back at 4:30 in the morning because I'm done at 5:30. Yeah. I'm going back home.
You're working on the hoist of colors. Yo, ho.
And sometimes you can't even get the shoes off the boxes.
Oh, they're frozen.
Because you have to bang them off with a sledgehammer. I'm not sitting out there banging them with a sledgehammer. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm like, they should just... Well, then they got smart the 1 year. They were like, they gave us these blower heaters, like the ones I was telling you about.
Yeah.
And they put them on each high low, like on the bottom, and they blow out, and we would stand behind them just to keep warm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what we do is stand behind the high low, but we smell like freaking fumes.
Yeah.
Because the high low is right here, the back.
Yeah.
Bro, the warmest place in the world is behind the high low.
Right. Well, that's where all the things are. Engine shit is.
The engine's right there.
Yeah.
But then you smell like the fumes.
Right. Well,
it's really not good for you, but you don't care when you're out.
I used to do that when I worked in the blockyard. We stand behind the high lows.
Yeah.
Right behind the engine is the diesel.
That's where we kept
our gloves. Exhaust, you put your gloves right behind the engine. Like,
when we had no shoes and we could go inside the house, we kept our gloves there with the high low running.
Stood behind the engine.
So when you get the, when you had the, when you go put your gloves back on, they were friggin' steaming hot. For 2 hours.
we would put our gloves on top of the thing.
Where the slots are?
Like near the engine.
You know where the slots are on the high low, on the back of the high lows?
Yeah.
We put them in there. And put them
Some nice and toasty. Right behind there.
Oh, we used to leave the high lows running. Or we used to stick them in the fence.
Right.
Of the high low.
Well, here's something else. Like this week I've been looking and stuff like that because I've been following a lot of people on TikTok and stuff. And you know, I believe, you know, the space thing and all that other crap and shit like that, but I've been looking stuff up and, do you guys think that, like, the NASA thing was fake?
Which?
The moon landing.
They said it was staged.
Back in the 60s?
They said it was staged.
Yeah, I mean,
There's a thing that said it was staged, but I wasn't born, so I don't know. I wasn't up in the moon yet.
Me neither. I have no idea.
I don't, the Apollo
landing. A lot of people joke about it and say it was fake.
The Apollo landing is just weird. There's tons of stuff out there, like the flat earthers, right? And stuff like that. But, you know, I don't believe the earth is flat. You know what I mean? So, that I don't believe, but they're all into the conspiracy thing of the fact that the Apollo missions were, the moon landing mission was fake. And how, you know, because, like, a lot of people even said it, like, in a lot of their songs and stuff, like, you know, Hollywood's made in a, you know, downstairs basement and all this NASA's made in the downstairs basement. You know, stuff made in Hollywood. I don't fucking whatever. But, you know, I've been following this stuff and things like that. And, you know, a lot of this shit makes kind of sense.
They had a thing on, don't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
They had, I think it was one episode in the Family Guy. They had the moon landing. They staged it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it shows Armstrong coming out with the fucking, with the helmet on.
Right, right.
And the guy, one kid just seen him land on the moon. So he was walking out and he was talking or whatever. He sees Armstrong coming out. He's like, dude, weren't you just on the moon? He goes, no, kid. Whacks him in the head with the bat, throws him in the trunk, and then drives away.
You think about it. So that little moon lander landed on the moon, right? And it looks like it was made by tinfoil and, like tape and shit, right? And that Moonlander buggy, that big buggy that they had, where the fuck that come from?
I don't know.
There was no room for that shit on the Moonlander. So not only that, it was a big buggy. And let me tell you something, if you had all those gloves and all that heavy shit on you, there's no way that you're assembling a buggy.
And then you place American flag and it's flying.
Yeah, and it's like moving from
the wind's blowing. There's no wind up there.
But here's the deal too, like when the Apollo when they blasted off from the moon, right? Who's taking that video? They set themselves off in this bullshit.
Think about it. Who's going to... All right, you got to stand back and film this. How did that... Even if you stood back to film it...
You're dead.
You're still there.
How is that going to give me... How are you going to receive that video?
They give the camera to an alien and they say, you know, can you just film this for us? But here's the deal. They didn't have film like that.
Yeah.
Meaning they had to... Yeah, they had to take the film...
Prank stuff.
And then take it with them and then, you know, get it neat.
Yeah.
So... Who the hell was filming that when the Apollo thing separated? Yeah. While they were in it, who was filming that shit? You know, people like, oh, but when he was doing his moonwalk, who was filming that? Well, it was probably the other guy. You know what I'm saying? They're probably like, all right.
He's jumping up and down.
Be like, they probably like, we're like, all right, well, who's going to be the person to walk on the moon? We're like, oh, man, let's play rock, paper, scissor. You know what I'm saying? You see who wins. Like, I gave you one, bro. You know what I'm saying? But... You know, he's probably behind him taking filming him and shit. But at the same time, it's like, who actually, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And then how come we couldn't go back? You know, they used basically a Commodore 64 to get to the fucking moon.
Yeah.
But then they said
they got these computers that are
freaking. They got these supercomputers that could get you to Mars and Venus and all this other shit, right? Supposedly.
But they don't want to send the real people up on the moon?
Right. Now they have a thing saying we're going back to the moon in 2026. So, but how did you, if we're going back to the moon in 2026, how are you doing it? Because you said that you lost all the technology and all the idea of how to get there. Bro, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. Like, you know, like I watch the ISS satellite, like the space station. So you can go online and you can watch the station.
They got
like,
a movie about that.
Yeah, that's a good movie. That's the one with
the world that fucking explodes and shit with the atomic bombs down.
Oh no, this is a different movie.
The one with the guy Baldwin, what's his name? And his daughter's boyfriend was going up with him.
Yeah, and they got hit by like asteroids or some shit, and they had to go into the Russian space station to get back to Earth. All right, so it's a totally different story, but it's like. Where did all that technology go? Where did that whole idea go? You still have Commodore 64s. You know what I'm saying? So why can't you figure out a way? Yeah, like how can Elon Musk send rockets up in the air and bring them back down and send satellites up in rows of rays, like, you know, they're all in a line. How can he send a car, a Tesla, out into space? How can they go to Mars with the rover and drive the rover around? I mean, you can't go to the moon, which is right next to us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And what's wrong with the moon? Like, you know, what is up there? What is the moon itself? Like, is the moon something that
dark
we don't
side
want
of the moon or something?
Well, the problem is always there's always a dark side of the moon because there's no sun on that side.
Nobody knows what's over there.
Yeah. So it's not, nobody knows what's going there. And they've been landing on, you know, the regular side of the moon, you know, our viewing side of the moon, if you want to call it. But, you know, but everybody comes up with that, like with the conspiracies. Oh, the dark side of the moon is where the aliens are. Okay, yeah, all right, no problem. You know, they're right next to Atlantis, the one in the water.
Nobody's going
to
know unless you go there.
It's just, you know, it's funny, though. It's like, you know.
I was watching these things, like, little people in Hawaii, that it was a video. I was like, I wonder if it's really true. Like, they live deep in Hawaii. They are like, they're not like real people. They're like, it's weird. They're like, got masks on and stuff. They're like,
well, dude, no, that's real. That's real.
Got masks on.
Yeah,
like they're like killers and stuff. Like they bring you into places that you can't get out.
Like a purge.
There's an island over there. When I went to Hawaii with my parents, we went on to a tour of the islands. There's an island there that is not seen technology and is still the same as it was back in the day. And they get a boat to the island like twice a month. For stocking and for stuff, for supplies for people, if people are sick or something like that. But those people are true natives.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, they still wear the loincloths and stuff like that?
They're not even close to, the civilization is not even as
Even in Alaska, they have these people.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Like, yeah, it's off the big island.
They have spears and shit like that.
They all hunt. Yeah. It's a real civilization.
And they said, if you come here to destroy our land, we're going to take you to places, then you're not
going to get out. They say you're not allowed to go on the island. If you go on the island and something happens to you, that's on you.
Yeah.
Because it's off limits to civilization.
Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, that's pretty scary.
Yeah, there's a whole population.
Don't go there because they'll kill you.
You can read up on that on the Hawaiian thing, and that's true. That is completely true. Because
I never
on the boat ride.
Like,
yeah, we were on the boat ride, and they were like, oh, this island. You saw people on the boat. Like, you saw people walking around in, like half clothes and stuff. Like native, like Amazon kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
You
saw
people walk around, and they're like, who the hell are you? What's going on? They're like, oh, no. We cannot come close to the island. There's a port. A small port that is owned by the United States government. It's like a Coast Guard kind of deal. And they bring in supplies where they bring like twice a month. They're allowed. They have like some kind of, not American, but English. They speak a different language.
Yeah. Like an agreement they make.
Yeah, right. And then they come out and they say, listen, we have a lot of people sick, this and that. And they bring them antibiotics and they bring them stuff. But they don't make any contact and stuff like that.
They take it, drop it off, and leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that like big fishermen, big hunting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's God stuff. Yeah. It's planting, eating, fish.
All natural shit.
Yeah, because you're in Hawaii, you know, you got plenty of you fish, bro.
Well,
yeah.
They say like some of the islands in Hawaii is like drugs are so bad.
Dog the bounty hunter.
My aunt Jackie's ex husband lived in Hawaii for like 25 years.
Oh yeah. Well, my Uncle Billy lived there while I was a merchant seaman out there. And he lived off, he was right now near Waikiki. And he lived off Waikiki. And it was funny because when I was 16, I was there with them. You're allowed to have mopeds. So we took a moped to his, where he lives. It was off of Waikiki. It was right before.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to his house and stuff. And he was like, he's like, you guys know Newark in New Jersey, right? He goes, this is Newark in Honolulu, you know what I'm saying, Waikiki, Honolulu, this is it. He says, you got to watch, he says, you know, I got robbed too one time. He says, you got to be very careful out here, because what they do is these, you know, people who aren't working, there's like not a lot of, you know, not a lot of work, you know what I'm saying? So people are like, you know, no money and this and that, and what they do is they come into the tourist area of Waikiki, Honolulu, and they, you know, rob people.
Shit.
He says, you got to be very careful and stuff.
That's like in Italy, Rome.
Yeah. I was like, why are you even living here?
I know a girl that went over there. She went over there to move. At the time, it was her husband. They went over there because he was stationed over there. First night, they got robbed.
Yeah.
The whole house. They robbed the whole house.
Yeah. You gotta be careful. Like, a lot of places.
She was like, we were sleeping.
Yeah. Well, just like when you go on cruises.
They robbed the house when they were sleeping.
Yeah, like you go on cruises, like the Bahama cruises and stuff, like the Royal Caribbean. They all go around the things that they own.
Yeah.
And like when you go on, like you park, when the boat parks and you go onto the beaches, you know, there's a lot of people.
Boats don't park, they dock.
They dock, yeah, all right. Yeah.
I know what you were saying.
Yeah. But, you know, they say, listen, be careful.
Oh, those, yeah. Don't go, like,
don't go out of the resort.
If you go to, like, Bahamas, you go on Turks and Caicos, like the Nassau Pirates. You go over that bridge?
Yeah. Because there's a lot of people, like, even when we went, a lot of people were venturing over.
You can't go outside of resorts in Japan.
Yeah, right. Because you get kidnapped and shit.
Yeah.
Not only that, like, you know, a lot of people are doing tours and stuff outside that. And, you know, you're like, oh, wait a minute, I'm not on a tour that's sanctioned by the Royal Caribbean. Like, where the fuck, we're getting a tour, right, to some drug lord's house. Like,
yeah, you might not be coming back.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? But that's like the scary part and shit about it and stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like, you know, and that's like one thing, like I've been like going researching and shit more and more is like conspiracy theory stuff. And, you know, TikTok is full of it. So it's, you know, it's pretty cool. Like, you know, you just join a couple of people's accounts and then you get introduced to a lot more of accounts that are all into conspiracy things of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like the government, aliens. You know, aliens is still a big, big, big topic. Like that mall thing that just happened in Miami. Miami.
Oh, I thought it was California.
No, it was Miami.
Well, there's a lot of aliens down there.
But you know what? Listen, that was a huge police presence, though. That was a crazy amount of police. Bro, for four or five kids, teenagers fighting with a knife in a mall.
That's insane.
That was a big presence. And for what, you know, you'll never know really the truth of what happened. But here's my problem. With everybody that has cell phones nowadays, every new iPhone has a great picture. Audio, yeah. Video, everything. And all those new Android, those Galaxies, bro, they zoom into your face from a mile away.
I know, I got one.
Yeah, well that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got 15 cameras.
How come there's no clear...
Five.
There's no clear pictures or videos of what happened at the mall. Because guess what? It didn't happen. You know? Like, they could say, oh, you know, I've seen so many videos, they're all blurred up. And, you know, you're sitting here like, oh, this and that, this and that. And
well, they use flip phones?
Yeah, that's what you think. But, you know, then you're like, you have to research more. Go on, edit. Go on to like other websites, like, you know, re-edit and all that other crap, and, you know, trying to figure out like where is the video that nobody wants to put out on regular social media, and there is none.
It's well, because if you do, it's gonna be shut down anyway.
It's gonna be shut down. But there was one guy that was like, "Oh, I have the video," so he put the video up, and like 2 hours later, like, "Oh, it was taken down," and you're like, "Was there really even a video?" Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody would have had that shit and posted it. Because there's more dumb shit gets posted than
a lot of dumb shit.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, especially like with the stuff what they're saying with the government and stuff. You would think that the government would step in and be like, "Yo, you're lying. Take it down." You know what I'm saying? But instead, they're gonna stop the shit that's happening in the mall video, and then have it disappear like nothing happened. You know, they're saying that the eyewitness said that they saw kids go in with some kind of weird box. And they plugged the box into one of the wall outlets, turned the box on, and the box opened up a portal.
What the fuck?
That's a lot of shit, like you're saying. Like, kids bringing a box. Like,
they found a box.
Yeah, they found a box.
And they opened this up.
That opened a portal.
It's going to open a portal.
Yeah.
And the aliens came and get that.
And then they were saying, like, then some of the real conspiracy people that really go too far were like, "Oh, no, it was angels. It was Nephilim. It was this. It was that." And you're like, "Oh my God, now you're really taking in Bibles and doing all
listen,
that.
Listen, I believe there's aliens.
I do too.
I believe there's aliens. Nobody's going to know because you're never going to see one.
You're never going to see one. Never. And people who say they do and this and that.
They get taken in because they're crazy and then they get...
Yeah, I don't believe it. Like,
you know?
I take everything for face value and, you know, I got to see it to believe it, in other words. And, like, a lot of stuff too. Even like with the Bible and stuff, like, you know, I believe in God, but there's, you know, to a point, there's so many books, you know, I have a Bible, no problem, but there's so many books that were taken out of the Bible, and, you know, the Bible was written just like by man, you know what I'm saying? And
saying it since I went to goddamn grammar school, I said.
Right. And, you know, civilizations and
I
stuff
like
that.
When I made my communion, I said, "How are you going to preach a Bible that's made out, written by man?"
Bro, there's so many loopholes. There's so
many. Like, that's not true. I'm like, so you're telling me you were there when Jesus Christ wrote this Bible?
Right. But every other person that was in that Bible has a different way of writing it.
Nobody knows.
Just like ancient times. Look at all these buildings, the ancient buildings and stuff. Look at the way that they designed and they cut brick and did stuff.
Yeah.
We now have the technologies to cut like granite and stuff the way pyramids. But how are they drilling holes like we're drilling holes now back then? Maybe they did have the technology and at the one time technology, the world might have reset. Maybe everybody reset and then technology, like the world started pyramids? Over again. Meaning like that... People believe in a cycle, like if you want to call it the matrix, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that, you know, at one point, like missing technology is like missing time on a timeline, right? So here you have back in the day, like they're building these beautiful temples and the pyramids, the pharaohs, all this other stuff, like in Egypt, everything. There's pyramids all over the world, right? All over the world, not just in Egypt. And the whole idea is how did they build them with this... so much precision.
Well, you got the Mayans. Yeah. You got the Mayan pyramids.
You got pyramids everywhere. Yeah. There's pyramids in England.
Yeah.
Right? So, how is there pyramids all over the world? Who built all these? This wasn't just one person. And they had no communication between each other. Like, the people who lived in Egypt didn't know what the fuck was going on with the people that lived in England.
No.
And how did they stay longer than the buildings that get put up?
Right. They're still up, and our buildings fall down in a couple. Yeah. So, you know, it's like
do they have better? They have better technology, I think.
They had better technology at the time.
Cement or something holding that stuff.
No, because they never used cement. It was all
it was
all mud and stuff.
Yeah,
clay and stuff.
There's just, you know, there's a part that's missing, and what people are saying is great resets, meaning like the world doesn't, the earth doesn't reset, it's people reset, like, you know, timelines shifts when they talk about Mandela effects, like, you know, the Bernstein Bears and all that other stuff, like things like, you know, Shazam, like the movie.
Yes,
Shazam.
Yes. I swear to God, I've seen that shit myself too, bro.
I watched it. I've seen it myself, and then all of a sudden you're gonna say, and then he even says, "I never made that movie."
Bro, he said he just did it.
Bro, it's there.
It is. It's nobody there. Can find it, though.
Nobody can. Well, there's some people that have the tape, and they have the tapes.
Who did make it?
Sinbad. Sinbad. Was Shazam.
The genie.
Yeah, I have the beast. Video.
It's mad old, and if you have it.
Is it Sinbad? Not Kazam.
No. I have. And he has the original one.
I want to see it.
Yeah, see if you have that shit. Yeah. Take a picture.
Please.
You probably get $1 million for that, though, if you have it.
I'm pretty sure she has it.
Because. That was supposed to be one of the movies that was never made.
We all recall watching it, but he claims he never made it. I watched the fucking thing.
It's called, what it is that what they're saying is like when timelines cease because of some things, what happens is sometimes things get changed and altered, and then the timeline starts going again, and then all of a sudden the people that were altered are acting differently, meaning like for him. Yeah. Like, be like, oh, I didn't make that. That was just a promo for us on the movie.
I remember seeing the movie. I think, I'm pretty sure Andy has it.
Bro, but when
I'm
going
to have to go upstairs and look. Check. Up in the attic.
Jack, when you may be rich.
When they said that, and somebody.
No, because if she has it, I'm taking it. I'm not telling that.
Bro, you can make millions of dollars because people are looking for that movie. There's like one guy that had the original tape and he was on a thing. He goes, everybody said that this movie was never real. He goes, look. And he had the movie this and that, put the movie in, and it was Sinbad. And he was like, if this is a fake movie, then what's going on?
Did they track him down at the house trying to find him?
They tried, yeah, dude. Dude had to go lay low, everything. It was like the entire world went after him. Like, whoever's like driving this world.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you have it, you have it. If you don't, oh well. You know what I'm saying?
Snap a picture and send it.
That's it. Send it to the Goodwill. It'll be on the rack.
It'll be on a rack. But, you know, that's the crazy shit, too. And like I remember seeing him in
that movie.
It's really interesting.
It was a genie with a girl and a boy. Yeah, it was in it. And he was in the fucking attic.
Yep.
And he was great. Let me ask
you guys something. How do you feel about Sylvester Stallone making another Rocky?
Yeah, I heard about that.
He's done. 70 years old.
No.
70 shouldn't even years do old.
It. He don't need the money, bro. What do you
got? He got sued for a lot of money.
He's got, from all his movies that he made, Expendables, all this crap.
Rambos.
Come on, dude. He's got so much money.
One last fight.
It's cool. But here's the dude.
Wasn't he in Creed at one movie?
He was in Creed.
Two.
One and two.
One and two.
He wasn't in the third one.
I didn't watch the third one.
Third one was good. That was a good movie.
Yeah. Well, he tried to sue because he wasn't in the third one.
Well,
have you ever seen the third in Creed?
No, I have.
That's a good movie.
Third Creed was pretty good.
Yeah.
Good. I still haven't watched the Transformers either, the new one.
Oh. That's your fault.
I watch my shows, what I like.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Going back to Rocky.
Well, yeah, listen, Rocky, no. Dude, it's over. You know? It's over, dude. Dude, it's over. You know what I mean? Like
how much more are you going to drag out of this
something
career?
Is old.
Yeah. Everybody's done it, though. Yeah. Everybody's, like, continuing. The Terminator is supposed to be another Terminator, too. Arnold Schwarzenegger's doing another Terminator.
Again?
Yeah. Another Terminator. Yeah. So, it's like all these shows that, like, even Michael Myers, did you see that shit with Halloween? They're rebuilding Michael Myers.
I thought he was dead.
No.
Jamie Lee Curtis is dead.
Yeah.
Michael Myers.
He'll
never be dead, that guy.
They're redoing Michael Myers, and there's going to be a new run of Michael Myers movies.
Oh, come on.
And it's like, dude, we grew up with Michael Myers.
Enough's enough.
It'll never be the same.
It'll never be the same. I mean, seriously.
You know how many fucking Halloweens there is?
Yeah.
There's so many.
Think about it. Like, can that series die?
Jason's too.
Can that die? Because you're always going to have a Halloween. Like, and what's the big thing of Halloween? Scary movies. Like, look at Saw. That's another movie. Like, that won't die. And at the last one, they walked away.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't get to watch the one that just came out.
Oh, then I just ruined it.
Was it good or bad?
It was really good.
Oh, all right, then that's all I wanted
yeah.
to
know. I thought they all sucked.
Yeah, that last one.
You're crazy, bro.
Yo, that last one was really
listen,
good.
I watched a movie called Pieces.
It was the Saw movies were fucking good, dude.
I watched a movie called Pieces. If you could find it, watch it. It was based on a true story when I was like 8 years old. And all scary movies never, like, when I watch scary movies, I'm like, this is not scary. I'm like, this is really not scary.
Art the Clown is pretty good. That's pretty scary.
I'm like, this is not scary.
If you're not into gore,
watch
The Terrifier.
Watch Pieces. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
I'm going to shred you to pieces.
It's disgusting.
The Terrifier was made in Staten Island.
Well, this movie to Pieces was the guy was his, the guy was taking pieces of the lady's parts and building. His mother passed away.
Oh, that's
what he was piecing
together. Yeah.
Imagine watching that eight years old.
Yeah. Start of life.
Yeah. So scary movies to me is like not scary.
Well, Reanimator and stuff like that. That was pretty scary too.
Like I mean, just scary gross. Movies. Gross. Scary movies to me is like. This is not scary.
Yeah.
This is not what I call scare.
Yeah. Well, that's the best of Sloan shit. Nah, I'm done with that. I don't want to see. Listen, I love the Rocky movies, but nah, dude, it's over. It's over.
I'm like, how do you make a movie when you're 70-something years old?
It's a cash grab, but for what? Why? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what's the story base behind this movie, though?
The last fight. His last fight.
Was he going to fight Mike Tyson?
This is going to be his last fight.
What was his last fight when he gets what? That white dude. What was his name?
Ivan Drago?
No, the other one.
Oh, no.
He made the movie with Robert De Niro.
In Rocky?
He made a movie with Robert De Niro when they fought. In boxing.
Was it?
I don't remember that.
It wasn't a Rocky movie. It was a fighting
movie.
Oh,
I don't know.
But I'm like...
Well, that, I mean, his last one was that dude Tommy, right?
Tommy,
right? Tommy.
That's the one.
Yeah, that was his last actual fight.
That was the last Rocky movie that he put out, correct?
Yeah.
So you got that gap from the Rocky thing from there until now.
Right.
It's 2024. Like, when was that movie made? 1990 something? It was made before 2000.
That was made in the early 90s.
Yeah, I want to look that up. Because I'm like, is that really... That's over, I mean, that 30. Makes no sense. Like,
you're looking at a, what, 30-year gap?
Yeah.
Basically.
Did you see that shit that's just happened with the WWE about the sexual
no.
trafficking?
Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, Lesnar, what's his name, McMahon? They're all being put up on charges.
Well, you know, Rock was at Epstein Island. And people, like, they can't, he can't get a job in a movie right now, Rock.
Was that the pedophile island?
Yeah.
Oh my crazy. God, Rocky V was in 1990. Oh, Rocky Balboa, 2006. What the hell was that about?
That was
his last movie, 2006.
That was with Robert De Niro.
Was it? Oh, this is the one when, yeah.
But it was like a low budget film, I think it was.
Long retired Rocky runs his Philadelphia eatery, mourns the loss of his beloved wife Adrian, who passed away. Aiming to recapture a bit of his glory days, he plans to enter the ring for a few low-profile local matches. All that changes when Rocky accepts the challenge to fight the world reigning heavyweight champion Mason the Line Dixon. Antonio Carver.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
I remember that.
Now.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mason the Line Dixon.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he trained Mason the Lion Dixon, I believe.
Yeah, yep. I remember this. Remember how old that picture was? Like how he looked in that? How's he going to look now, dude? I mean, he looks 70 good.
70-something years old with gray hair.
He looks good, but I mean, I don't know how.
All right, so you're close to almost, what, 18 years?
It's a cash grab. Got to get some money. Get some money.
I guess. I mean, I don't know how, but.
What the hell is this about? Oh. Whatever.
I don't know how. It's like. After a while, I thought people just gave up on acting.
Well, I guess, you know, whatever sells, you know, whatever sells.
At that time in your life, if you don't have enough money...
Maybe you just try to keep busy. But then at the same time, it's like... All these good classic movies, you remake them and...
What, are you going to run around Philadelphia?
Yeah. I want to see him run up all those stairs.
At 70-something years old?
Yeah.
They're like, Rock, you just retire.
Yo, Mickey died a long time ago. Yeah. That was like the end of the thing when Mickey...
As Paulie's died.
Yeah, Paulie's not alive. Yeah, Paulie's not alive.
So who's going to play Paulie?
No, Adrian.
Adrian passed away in the last movie. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what are you now? Like, are you in, like, a home for, like, the retired or, like, the elderly? And, like, I'm fighting the guy in room 206.
It's like, Jesus Christ. Rocky was good when we were young.
Yeah.
Rocky's not going to be good now.
I know.
It's one last fight. His last fight.
All right, we could probably wrap. It was almost an hour and a half, so we could kind of wrap all this right up tonight. I mean, it was good getting another podcast out and getting some talking going, because it's always nice. But, you know, definitely we'll set up for next week, and then I'll set up the YouTube and do all that stuff this week, send you guys the links and shit, and then we'll start doing the TikTok stuff and all that crap, getting content, and then, you know, we'll hit it off, you know, once a week or and do the podcast so that we can do it, you know, both ways and stuff. You know, and gradually get better and better and, you know, a little bit more professional with stuff. You know, it doesn't mean to be professional. You can do anything wherever you want. Wherever you want it. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. All right, guys. So we're going to say goodbye.
Our brand new light up there.
Yeah, this is our halo. Always need extra light, so.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
shut down this podcast. You guys have a great week. And
good night, everyone.
Good night.
Peace.